Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a gorgeous day here in New York City. It's 10 a.m. Sun is out. Doesn't look like might need a little sweater. I don't know why they always say wear a little sweater. I can't wear a little sweater. But maybe up in Vermont, I'll probably have to wear a big sweater. Certainly going to find out, because we're going back up there to southern Vermont and the area of Manchester. This time we're going to talk about candy and pastries. Yes, because we're going to Mother Myrick's. Yeah, and Ron is going to tell us all about the pastries. Oh, wait. Here they are. Yes, Esther. Yes, Eunice. Okay. Okay, I got it. Wow. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Merle, it sounds like Esther and Eunice are pretty excited.
Oh,
this
yeah,
morning.
They're really excited. They haven't been at your place, and, you know, they remember you, and I don't blame them.
Especially, well, we had a good time.
Oh, yeah, and especially what you got to offer and, there.
And I have to tell you, even though it's a beautiful day up here in Vermont as well, the fall foliage is just spectacular. It's a nice, crisp day. It's going to be around 60 degrees for a high. So maybe a little sweater or a big sweater is in order.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, visitors have had such a great 2 weeks here and another several days coming. It's just a great place to be.
Rub it in. Yeah, rub it in, right.
Well, you're only a few hours down the road from us.
That's true. That's not too bad. It was, I think, about a four-hour trip from where...
A four-hour drive, real easy to get to, and lots to do and plenty of scenery to enjoy.
Oh, yeah, and goodies to have, too.
And goodies, too, yep, for sure.
Well, let's get into talking about your place. Actually, we got the production place and the bakery, the outlet.
Our retail store. Yeah.
Okay, let's go into the independent without giving away secrets.
Okay.
So what you're known for? First of all, the butter crunch.
Yes, our butter crunch is our most popular candy that we make, and. It sells really well in the retail store, but it's also our most popular item online. Everybody, especially people in the Northeast, love Butter Crunch, have fond memories of candy stores of days gone by that made a delicious Butter Crunch, and ours is very reminiscent of that. And you know what the beauty of our Butter Crunch, Merle, is? Without giving away secrets, it's only got 7 ingredients.
Really?
Butter, right. Butter, sugar, chocolate, roasted almonds, roasted cashews, salt, and baking soda.
Oh, so you're combining cashews and almonds?
Together. That's what adds some of the unique flavor components
to
our butter crunch.
Oh, okay. That's great. Because whatever people usually go for, unless you're going to a candy store, they go for, what, Roques? Is that correct?
Almond Roca or something like that, which you can buy off the shelf.
Pretty
commercial.
It used to taste nice.
Right. Well, the other thing about our Butter Crunch, too, is it's crisp without being super hard. And people really love that they can bite into it and not have it stick to their teeth or hurt them to bite it. It's really, it's a very wonderful piece of candy. It comes together really beautifully.
I'm glad you said that, because that was one of the things I noticed, because as much as I love Butter Crunch, it's always, oh, God, you know, like, how hard do I got to bite into? Going to break my tooth? But I, you know, it's just, oh, wow. It does, you know, it's just enough and to get into that. But it's the best Butter Crunch I've had. And it's it's also the chocolate, the specific type of chocolate that you use that makes a difference.
Yeah, we use Calibo chocolate only.
Yeah.
The cocoa butter content of the dark is 62%. So it adds a nice little finish. It's not a super, you know, the thing about eating candy, I think, is everything has to come together for the piece of candy to be successful. And so if you use a very strong cocoa mass chocolate, like a 70%, what it does is it fights the tenderness and sweetness of the butter flavors in the Butter Crunch. So we intentionally use a bit of a milder dark chocolate. And of course, the other thing is, traditionally, Butter Crunch was always made in milk chocolate. But with the health craze going on the last 10 or 12 years, people have been asking for more and more dark chocolate. Although growing up in the Northeast, like you and I, in New York, we were always dark chocolate people.
This is true. what is the process like in even making, you know, a candy like that? How do you start?
Well, it goes in three different different stages. First, it's all done by hand. So we make it in small batches. The butter and the sugar get caramelized. You cook it to a certain degree for a particular thickness or biteability, if you will. You know, the lower you cook a sugar product, the softer it is. So when you're making jams and jellies, or you're making a sauce, or you're making fudge or caramel or taffy, even up to cough drops, they all have different levels of temperature required to get the product result that you want. So once we've got the Butter Crunch cooked up to the desired temperature, it gets poured out onto a table. It gets spread. It gets cut into squares. And then from there, we take it and dip the pieces in either milk or dark chocolate. And then while the chocolate is setting up, we sprinkle cashews and almonds on the bottom and top of it. And then let the chocolate set up and hold the cashews and almonds onto the piece. And then from there, they get boxed into our gift boxes.
Wow. So if I'm really, like, sometimes I get in the mood, I want something for dessert, and I don't know what the heck to make, and, you know, do I need flour for something and whatever. Now I just realize, I guess, so if you take, I mean, if you take butter and sugar and cook it to a certain temperature, it'll turn into a piece of candy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can mix other ingredients with it, because you don't need it to be Butter Crunch. It could be caramel, where you would introduce, where we make our caramel with heavy cream.
Okay.
So it's a sugar solution with heavy cream in it. To give you the wonderful caramel properties. Fudge is the same way. Fudge was a homemade product before it became commercial. And basically it's making up the sugar solution with the cream and the chocolate and the flavorings that you want to put into it. And then what you do with fudge is you would beat the fudge until it crystallizes. So that when you bite into a piece of fudge, it breaks down nicely in your mouth, because the sugar crystals is what hold the fudge together. Where in caramel, it's chewier, even though it might have the same ingredients, maybe in different proportions, but it's chewier because the protein in the cream is what gives it that consistency.
Okay. Well,
so there's a little science to it.
Yeah. Which is why I'm not great at baking, because like I'll put a little this and these. Oh, you're supposed to put this in it. All right. You're supposed to put this in it, and I'm going, I don't understand why it's not turning out well.
Right. Well, it's not like making chicken soup, you know, where you could put a little extra salt or put a little carrot or extra celery or whatever, you know, in making the soup, because the soup is very, you know, it's less, you know, chemistry, and it's more artistry, and it's more to taste. Where with baking, you got to be precise, and with candy making, you have to be precise.
Okay. Although I can make a very good cream cheesecake, because you don't have to. Once you got the crust at the bottom, once you got that, I don't even then. I still don't even have to. You know, you could get a ready-baked crust or whatever. But it's of course there's you have to know how much, you know, cream cheese and egg and
that
kind of thing. But at
and
least I don't have to get crazy.
Right, and you can do no-bake cheesecakes too.
Right, which I never like.
Mm-hmm.
They just lose that, kind of something.
Well, they're not the real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, all about the real thing.
Yeah, right. So getting back to, as a matter of fact, cake-wise.
Yes.
Tell us about, you know what I wanted to ask about, Mother Mirix. Where did that come from?
We took the name of the business from a local mountain that's named Mother Mirix Mountain. You know, back, there's so many, you know, in addition to the physical beauty, there's so many hiking trails and mountain biking trails in the area as well, and just the scenic beauty. Well, back in the 1790s, there was a settlement in one of the gaps between, in the mountain range that borders our town of Manchester. And it was called Beartown, and it was a settlement. This woman, the Mirick or Myrick family, lived on the mountain just outside of Beartown. And legend has it that she was a widowed with many children and was a midwife and healer, and people sought her out. So the family left the area in the 1840s when a lot of northern New England went through kind of an economic downturn because the wool industry back then was thriving, and then sheep was a major industry in northern New England. And then with the advent of cotton and everything else, the wool production dropped. But anyway, so a lot of the people left to go to the Midwest and settle out there. But the mountain became known as Mother Mirick Mountain. So when in considering a name for the business, we had lists of names that we wanted to name it. And Mother Mirick had local significance. She had a real spiritual aspect to it and had alliteration. Mother in the name, it just seemed like the right thing to do. So that's how we named the business. We took the name of the mountain for our business.
Okay. And there's mountains of goodies.
Mountains of goodies surrounded in the Green Mountains of Vermont. It doesn't get any better than that.
Right. Okay. Now, one of your big sellers or your best sellers is this Lemon Lulu. Tell us where you got this from and what is it?
Okay, well, Lemon Lulu is a lemon sponge cake. It's actually, the texture is between a pound and a sponge cake. It's got a very unique textural properties. And it's all lemon, and we make a fresh lemon glaze with lemon juice and pour it over it. We do it in a fancy bundt. It's not like the traditional bundt. It's more of like a Kugelhopf shaped pan that we make it in. And the way the cake came about was back in the early days of the business, we operated an ice cream parlor. And Jackie was making cookies and brownies at home, and we were selling them on the soda fountain, you know, just additional baked goods.
And tell us who Jackie is so people
Jackie is my wife.
Okay.
And my life partner, and it's, you know, it's been a great ride. But so the woman who had introduced us, her 80-year-old aunt was driving up from Connecticut to spend her birthday with our friend, and so she invited us to Aunt Lou's 80th birthday party, and Aunt Lou brought her own cake. Well, we brought ice cream to the party, and we sat around eating Aunt Lou's cake, and it was this lemon cake, and we said, wow, this is a delicious cake. Maybe this is something that we should make and sell in the ice cream parlor. So Aunt Lou gave us the recipe. So we named it Lemon Lulu after Aunt Lou. She lived till the age of 91, and the cake just continues to live on. It's been a real popular item for so many people, and we're blessed that and our Butter Crunch are our two big items.
Well, then you have also another big seller it's coming up. What time of the year? The Stolen?
Holiday Stolen. In fact, we're making them right now in anticipation of Christmas. And our Holiday Stolen, we really didn't have any intention of making it, but this was back in the 80s, and we had a friend who was a Konditormeister, a master confectioner from Freising, Germany. And he spent a few months with us and helping us develop some of our European-style cakes and torts. And we made his Stolen recipe. He taught us how to make it. So we put it out in the shop, and people loved it. In fact, we were in the Taste of Vermont culinary competition. It was a statewide competition that was judged by master chefs from around the country. And our Stolen won first prize in breads, because it is a yeasted fruit bread, and it's made in the tradition of the German-Austrian tradition of a celebratory loaf that's meant to represent the Christ child in swaddling. That's why it has its unique oval shape with a little fold in it to represent that. And the European judges that were, they were all European-based judges, and they just loved it, and they thought it was the best thing, best Stolen they had ever had, even better than some that they get from their home country. And it's taken off, and we sell a lot of it online as well as in our retail store here in Manchester.
So it's like a kind of, would you say it's like a cross between a bread and a cake?
Definitely, because it's yeasted, first of all, and most cakes are not, you know, the leavening is either baking soda or baking powder. So, but in a bread, you want to use a real yeast. So this is a yeasted fruit bread. But what we did, what we changed in the recipe, we took out the citron and the other dried fruits that are typical in European Stolen, which is not necessarily a favorite item for American tastes. And we replaced it with glossade Australian apricot, and we soaked raisins, apricot, and slivered almonds in Meyer's dark rum. And then fold that into the dough formula before we form our loaves. And those flavors permeate the entire loaf. So it's buttery, it's not dry, and it has a long shelf life, 4 to 6 weeks. People freeze them for 6 months, and they taste just as good.
Really?
Just at room temperature, they're good for 4 to 6 weeks, and people just have a slice, eat it just that way with tea or coffee, or put a little butter on it, and it's a wonderful tea cake or breakfast cake.
By the way, I'm drooling a little.
Yeah. Well, good.
That's also because I don't have any in front of me.
Oh, how did that happen? You have to rely on the memory. We've got some on the way to you, so I don't know. We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I want to do it, well, not a taste test, because it could be, it may be a texture or whatever. I have this thing about this company, Fairy Tale Brownies.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And so that's why I'm want to do this a test on it to see if it matches up to it.
To how our brownies compare?
Yeah.
How
do your brownies match up to the Fairy Tale Brownies?
You know, I don't know, since I know the company, but I haven't had the product. And you know, here's the thing about comparing. It wouldn't offend me if Fairy Tale Brownies was better than mine, although I think ours are really, really good. But Fairy Tale Brownies are known for their brownies, and we're known for our Butter Crunch and our Lemon Lulu and our Stolen.
Yes.
You know? So all companies have their winners.
Well, the thing is, with from getting something from your company, I'm not getting something because, with Fairy Tale Brownies, they don't have to, because they're always made fresh and, kind of thing. You're not dealing with additives like when you go
right.
in the store and you buy brownies.
Yes.
So it's the same thing with your bakery. We're not dealing with additives because you're not, putting it in packages and, that kind of thing, up on the shelves, that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
we do it direct to the consumer, whether they come into our store or they order online or by phone.
Mm-hmm. But you also use the chocolate that you're using for them,
the Calibre
same one?
Chocolate. Yep.
Huh?
Yes.
Which is I think the same kind that they use too. But I'm interested in what the thing is in terms of their brownies. Because what I'm going to say is the texture, because their brownies are very. It's like almost even like a piece of fudge.
Well, that's what our brownies are like too.
Uh-oh.
Very fudgy.
I'll
have to send you some brownies, Merle.
You have
no doubt
to.
About that.
Yeah, because I have to see. It could be, I've been always saying these are the best brownies you've ever tasted, and now at least I could say, there's another place that has them just as good.
Oh, that's
oh
great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll make sure to get some brownies down to you, and then let me know when you're going to do the taste test.
Oh, yeah.
So that I can listen to it online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do. Tell me some of the other products that you...
Well, we have... the things that we ship are... because we have more products in our store that we make, but some of them we just don't feel... they're shippable because they're fragile, like our fancy decorated cakes and things of that nature. But we make great caramels. In fact, my caramel recipe was taught to me by a wonderful master confectioner out of Boston back in the 70s, who had a chocolate shop called the Bonbonnier. And Peter taught me his caramel recipe, which has been extremely popular. And we make that both in milk chocolate and dark chocolate, as well as sea salt caramels, which are now very popular as well. Great texture, wonderful rich flavor. Again, no additives, no preservatives. It's a fresh cream and butter caramel. Our fudge, actually fudge is how we started. And so we make different flavors of fudge, and fudge is a popular holiday item. So that's in our catalog as well. Our chocolate and our maple walnut fudge are our two most popular. And maple four because of Vermont, and chocolate because chocolate fudge is what people expect. We make a full line of truffles. We make champagne truffles and Grand Marnier and rum truffles. And we can have those. Those make wonderful gifts for the holidays, especially when you're sending gifts to other people. If you want a choice besides our Butter Crunch, which seems to be the holiday gift of choice, then we have all of these other options. On the bakery side, we make a wonderful Linzer Torte. And our Linzer Torte is made with ground hazelnuts instead of almonds. Hazelnuts and spices. It's a butter, hazelnut, spice pastry dough that's filled with an imported seedless raspberry jam. very festive, very delicious, a good tea cake item as well. And we make sour cream chocolate chunk coffee cakes, apricot almond coffee cakes. We make a Vermont apple tea cake with a Vermont maple syrup glaze. And we make a chocolate orange tea cake with a mild bourbon flavored glaze. Those also great gifts and just great to have in the house when company comes over.
My jaw is dropping. You know,
so those are just some of the things that people can find on our website, MotherMirix.com. You know, if they have any questions, they can call me toll-free. I'll give you the phone number. It's 888-669-7425. They can ask for Ron. And more than likely, I'm the one who's going to be picking up the phone anyway.
This is like, you know, after I haven't had breakfast yet, so.
Well, I'm going to add to it a little bit, because, you know, our caramel is so good. We make some great turtles. We call them miracles, as a play off our own name. And the other thing that we make peanut brittle, we make lemon almond brittle, which is made with pure lemon oil, and maple walnut brittle, of course. But also, Merle, we make a really good rugula, and we hand roll it in the traditional way. It's, you know, rugula is a cream cheese pastry, and we fill it. We don't make all of the different exotic flavors. We make it in the traditional way with the apricot and cinnamon sugar and walnuts and raisins, and we have that in a 1 pound tin that makes a great gift as well for the holidays.
I have to look on the calendar to see when Hanukkah is coming up.
Yeah. In fact, Hanukkah, I think, is middle of December. In fact, let me see. I can tell you, it begins on the 16th of December.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we have a lot of customers who order for Hanukkah as well. So
wow.
Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, you know, December is the big month for shipping all of these goodies. And we have businesses that also buy our Butter Crunch or our Lemon Lulu cakes and send those too. And we do handwritten gift cards for our customers. You know, it's just part of the service that we offer. Because we want, you know, we're not in the cake and candy business. We're really in the celebration business. And, you know, so we want to be part of life celebrations for all of our customers and all your listeners, too.
And I'll certainly celebrate when they come.
We'll do the brownie comparison. I'll make sure to get you some brownies.
As a matter of fact, I'm getting products today coming. There's a Vermont Distillers.
Oh, yes. Have fun
so
with that.
They're sending me samples.
Great.
I am so curious. I mean, I love maple syrup. So, like, you know, like if I can't go out to, like, the House of Pancakes because it's not real maple syrup.
Right, right.
I won't get anything like that kind of thing unless they have real maple syrup. So now that I have that, able to make I'll have pancakes but I'm just like curious as to like that they, you know, you could take vodka but make it from maple syrup.
Right. I know the company and it's made from the maple sap water. So,
yeah.
Right. You know, which is really cool. It gives it a nice distinct flavor. Yeah, and there's also a Vermont maple liqueur that's really delicious, and there's also a cream, Vermont maple cream liqueur that's also delicious. There's some interesting things going on in this state in terms of, you know, small craft breweries, small craft distilleries, small companies like our own that are just making, you know, small batch products and getting them straight to the customer, you know, by mail or, you know, online. So there's a lot happening here, and it's a great state to come and visit, and it's even a better state to live in.
Well, Manchester, that whole area, I have to tell you, I was very disappointed. I went to this Vermont thing. Okay, it was about skiing, but I think it's like they didn't even really push Scranton, although there was someone from there. And Bromley wasn't even there. And I was very surprised because, you know, for people, like if you're not going to ski, go into Manchester and have a ball.
Well, absolutely. There's so much to do in Manchester. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of exploring. I mean, we've got a great, you know, if shopping's your thing, we've got independent galleries and small shops like ours. I mean, there's a gallery that just specializes in Inuit art from the Arctic Circle, and Grant Turner and Betsy Turner, who run it, are world experts in Inuit art, and you know, it's like going into a museum when you go into their place. We've got the Southern Vermont Arts Center, which you know, features a lot of local artists. But there are some very famous artists hanging in their museum. There's right now a retrospective on Brian Sweetland, who is over 100 of his paintings. He was a plein air artist who did indigenous Vermont scenes that are just spectacular. We've got a kitchen supply shop that looks like a miniature version of Zabar's kitchen area, you know, with all the gadgets and all the state-of-the-art stuff that you could possibly want. So there's a lot of things going on in Manchester. So if you need to ski at Bromley or Stratton, or you're the one who is not the skier, come on down here and have a great time.
Yes, I shall return, but... I wanted to return, like I said, like next month, and then Lori said, no, it's now too cold. She doesn't like the cold.
I've always felt that, you know, Vermont has a reputation for fall foliage and for skiing, you know. But, you know, Vermont is one of the best places to enjoy summer. There's you know, huge amount of outdoor activities from, you know, what do you want to do? You want to play golf? There's four golf courses within a 5-mile radius of Manchester. There's world class chamber music festivals. The Manchester Music Festival performs every Thursday night. International artists, and that's a 7-week long series in July and August. Dorset Theater Festival, Equity Acting, not just your basic summer stock. This is the real deal. The Westin Playhouse is also another great venue for seeing, you know, wonderful theater. And Hildene, Robert Todd Lincoln's estate, you know, he was the son of Abraham Lincoln. Amazing place to go. You can spend hours there. You know, so there's no shortage of things to do. And in fact, in the winter, at Christmas time, Robert Todd Lincoln's estate is converted to what it looked like for 1912 Christmas. And they give tours during that whole week, horse-drawn sleigh rides, there's cross-country ski trails there. So there's a lot going on both winter and summer. But, you know, so if you're not into skiing, come to Manchester. If you're into just a wonderful array of outdoor activities and summer fun, then Manchester is the place to be June, July, and August.
And, of course, be sure to stop at Mother Merrick's.
Absolutely.
I also, before I end the show, I want to make sure you get in this thing. What was the thing with the people, kids drawing?
We do a lot of things for kids that to help fund local charities. So we do two big events. We do three actually. We have a summer reading program that my wife Jackie started in 1989, where kids K through 6 get a game board, and they do the game board and they read books, and they come in and get prizes, confectionery prizes, as they read at different levels. And it's a great summer project. We have hundreds of kids each year participate in it. We also, for Mother's Day, we have kids come in to decorate cakes for Mom. We make all the cakes, and then we provide all the decorations that allow them to be as creative as they want to be. And we ask for a donation for breast cancer research. We also do the same thing for an Easter egg decorating contest, where people of all ages can participate for prizes. So there's lots of fun, interactive things that we do, and they're all for social good.
Well, that's great, especially now. This is Breast Cancer Month, is it?
Right, Awareness Month, yes.
That's fabulous. By the way, I wanted to ask you, because we stopped at that place where they make the organic dog biscuits.
Oh, yes. Wagatha's?
Wagatha's. Did you ever taste one?
I did. I've had their dog biscuits. The beauty of it is they're all organic, no preservative. It's like a cookie for dogs that you can eat as a human being.
Okay, so like if you can, so in other words, if you have your dog, you're going, this is good. Watch mommy take a bite.
You can certainly do that. So we haven't gotten to making chocolate-covered dog biscuits, and I don't think we will. I know that there are some pet food stores where they sell like carob-coated dog biscuits, but
that's not something we're interested in doing.
We want people, we're into human consumption, Buttercrunch candy, Lemon Lulu cakes, order online, mothermirix.com, call me up, 888-669-7425, and we'll be happy to satisfy everybody's holiday needs.
Okay. All right. Well, it was great talking to you, Ron.
You too, Merle. And I'll get those brownies to you, and then you can let me know when you're going to do the comparison.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, but you really want to compare their brownies to our Buttercrunch, which is the most fun to eat.
Okay.
All right. Okay, take care.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to, not that the going to end the show now, because now I need to have something, and probably going to have to be something sweet, I guess. So looking forward to that. Okay, so everybody, have a great day wherever you are, whatever you're doing, listening to the show.